God lives and works today, but perhaps you don't feel that way. Are you unhappy and feeling down? Do you feel that there is no solution to your problems? Are you ready to give up? Today's meditation by Basilia Schlink may be able to help you.
I'm so down. I feel there's no point in talking about it. Nobody understands me anyway. I pray, but there's no sense in it. Nothing happens. It's as if God has completely forgotten me. Why do I always have to have it so hard? Others seem to be able to live a normal, happy Christian life. But with me, it's just the opposite. I don't want to live anymore.
I know that it's hard for you now. But through self-pity, no one has ever found the way out of his troubles. I know someone who has created and redeemed you, and who loves and understands you, Jesus. In his time, he will give you people who understand you and who will be able to help you. But you have to have the eyes to see them. When you start to compare yourself with others, you give the enemy even more room in your soul. For this comparison stirs up envy and makes your self-pity even worse. How can you tell whether others are suffering less than you? You can't look into their hearts. Their external laughing may simply be a cover-up for their internal crying. Furthermore, you don't know when their lives will end or how. Tomorrow may bring them a hard blow. In the midst of all your depressions and troubles, cling to this truth. Whom the Lord loves, he disciplines and tries in the furnace of affliction. He is letting you go through these dark times so that you might be happy for all eternity. Therefore, be thankful that he's taking so much trouble with you, and stop comparing.
But if God loves me so much, then why doesn't he answer my pleas for help?
Do you really believe that he will help you? You will experience what you believe. Have faith that something will happen through your prayers, and something will happen. However, you can't insist upon having your own way as to when you should experience his help. Wait patiently, and help will come in God's time. It never comes too late. And as to your not wanting to live anymore, leave that up to your Heavenly Father to judge whether your life is meaningful or not. Right at present, you're incapable of judging it. However, as you look back on it in retrospect, you will be able to see His plan and His hand that was leading you, and you will be able to say, "Yes, my Father, your way was good." Do practice now saying a "Yes, Father," to these dark ways and burdens which you feel are being piled upon you. This "Yes" will unite your will with God's will, and will give your life the greatest meaning. To the humble who bow down beneath their burdens, to them every burden becomes light.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.